It's Jeremy White.
I'm going to have a trail of quarters from here to your car for $10. You're going to pass those 40 quarters, not pick a single one of them up, and then I'm going to take them.
I would rather you give me $3 on one of these apps than you give me $10 in quarters.
Wow. This is not a mindset to become a millionaire.
And Joe DiBiase.
You can't be Captain Crunch unless you are a captain.
Was Captain Crunch an actual captain? What were his, you know, merits?
Is it even? It's not even captain, actually.
It's Cap'n.
It's Cap'n?
That's right.
Of course he was a captain.
Yeah? I bet he faked the resume.
On Western New York sports giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
We should do the show outside.
I know.
We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Know, yeah. So we could just sit outside.
Ooh, what kind of balcony? I don't know if that tree could stay, though, unless you wrap it around the right.
Yeah. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up, beautiful sun.
You just want to do the show from a golf course.
Well, just outside.
What you're saying. The place
you put, you put a putting green in.
I did.
In somewhere. I mean, I don't want to do it at an intersection. So,
right.
You know, someplace quiet, a park. Yeah. But then a place where people would not be mad if we were just sitting here talking about the Bills schedule.
Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
Sure, we could do my backyard
I
care.
Josh could just play bird sounds and not tell anybody, and they might think we're doing it outside.
That's actually not a terrible idea. That might improve everybody's mood.
Yeah. To play just park SF sound effects in the background.
Last week we talked to Dane Smith of the Bandits, and you could hear birds chirping during the interview, and it just sounded nice.
Yeah.
So...
maybe we should do it.
What kind of Josh? Which birds?
What's
how many bird calls?
Balcony,
how many bird calls do you know?
Oh no, I'm gonna be bad at this.
None. Okay.
A seagull. Yeah, I know a seagull. I could definitely spot a seagull.
All right, good
one. Or a hawk.
What an answer.
You know? I would know a hawk screech.
The red tail hawk.
Yeah.
Very famous screech.
Like the easy ones. A crow, maybe.
Okay.
That's easy.
We've established that you know those calls.
Yeah, the big birds. That, no idea. Is that
look at
a
this.
Gold?
This is great.
Is that a goldfinch? Is that a cardinal?
I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal.
Yeah, you could.
I can identify a cardinal every time.
Okay,
that might be the.
We should maybe
the
test
only one.
We should test this later.
Oh, absolutely, test the cardinal. It's a very easy, very distinctive sound, very distinctive call.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes in my backyard, am I the only one that does this? I whistle back to the Cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that that we are talking. Yeah,
wow. The Cardinals probably like this. Look at this idiot. He doesn't speak Cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak Cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
This has some running water in it too. We got like a little spring brook or something.
I don't think this is bad idea.
This is like someone's like hike, and then there's like waterfalls. It's really nice to watch, actually, too.
Mm. This is good. This is just making me want to be outside more now. Which we're not actually.
No, we're not.
So, this is almost torture.
We should do the show outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice out there. Yesterday was beautiful. And today's going to be nice until maybe midday. Might rain a little bit later this afternoon, you know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, whatever.
Really is one of my favorite parts of doing the show from training camp.
Outside.
Yeah, just being at Fisher, just because we're outside. That's it.
It's nice.
Except for that one couple times that it'll be downpouring. But
yeah, the usual, the Fisher deluge, there's always at least one of those.
There's one, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, howdy. Hi, everybody. Welcome in on the YouTube feed if you're with us on the chat or you are, hanging out on the app or on the airwaves or sitting out somewhere nice just listening on your own patio. It's beautiful outside. I have the updated slate for how the NFL is releasing games.
Okay.
So yesterday they released Eagles and Bears games and an Arrowhead game, obviously. Today, it'll be more games with the Eagles and the Bears today.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple more games for the Eagles, a couple more games for the Bears. And then on Wednesday, the NFL will reveal the full Eagles and Bears schedules.
Yeah.
And then also tell us maybe some of the other games. Mm-hmm. So that's the new – I didn't know that it was going to be, hey, everybody, here's the Eagles' whole schedule.
Yeah.
Because that's what this schedule reveal has been. And at the risk of being an idiot that on a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. complains about the order in which games are released, someone explain to me how it makes any sense for a network to be like, hey, here's our big announcement. We got two games in December. Because that's what Fox did.
Week 13?
Week 13 doubleheader on Fox. Great.
That's just very weird.
What is this, a dermatology appointment that I got in 9 months? Who cares? Why aren't they revealing just September games?
Mm-hmm. Just week one. How about we get week one out
of
the way?
Week one? How about we get stupid with the NFL schedule and decide, you know what, we're only going to reveal the first month of the schedule, and month two, that's going to be June.
Yeah.
And month three, July. I know people want to travel, and there's plans to make and all that, but... Man, how many Bears games and how many Eagles games? Three Eagles games and two Bears games, what we got.
Yeah.
Great.
And the Bears games, again, are late. It's week 13 and week 16. The two Bears games.
I hope it works. I hope they're good. I think they'll be good.
The Bears?
Yes. I think they'll be
good. Yeah, they'll probably be good. The coach is pretty
The coach is, if that coach can't make it work with what they've got, then they're never going to win anything. Ever.
That's true.
Like they finally got something going.
Yeah. And then we know nothing about the Bills.
Nothing.
At all. Other than, like, they won't play the Chiefs or the Eagles in week one.
Then it doesn't appear they're going to play overseas. I've seen the international schedule, and I think it's believable because it kind of lines up all the reporting on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're not on – well, they're not. We know they're not Christmas night or Black Friday, and they're not going to go international.
Right. So Christmas Day – locking
maybe
in even
not.
More.
It's not going to be Thanksgiving Day. Maybe they'll just have a...
But if they're in one of these things, like I've got half of them already checked off, and we wouldn't think they're going to be in nothing like that, right?
I mean, they might be in nothing. The biggest thing they might get might be some sort of Peacock exclusive game or something, in which, all right, that's just a Saturday.
Or they just have a bunch of Sunday night football games.
That's right. They could do in 4 o'clock games as well.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to sound too spoiled that they're not getting, like, they're going to max out in all their primetime games.
We think. I think.
It'd be stunning if they did.
It would. I agree. I am sitting here, though, kind of feeling, maybe not left out again, like it's only round one of the reveal. We've got more coming today.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been preparing myself for these, you know, whatever, marquee events. We'll see if they come.
Are you any closer to thinking what the opener is going to be? Or are you still thinking it's going to be like Sunday night against Baltimore or Cincinnati? Josh, they tweeted it out yesterday.
Josh
didn't they?
Is on the Today Show on Wednesday.
He's going on the Today Show on Wednesday.
Yep.
Which that is undoubtedly going to be. Well, I guess it could be the Peacock exclusive.
It could be.
Right?
It could be.
Or it could be the Sunday night opener week one. I don't really think it could be many other things. Right? But it can't be...
It could just be about movies and television.
Yeah.
It could just be an interview.
Just about the Sinners, the movie that his fiancé is in.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll probably... Some announcement of a game will be involved. It's coming it's the morning of the schedule.
He will...
Like, it seems like that would be a coincidence.
I've got some inside information. He will go on and announce an Eagles-Bears game is what he'll do. Here's when the Eagles play their next game, everybody. The Eagles... This is why I hate the Eagles.
I'm
right back to it. Why not?
I mean, they won the Super Bowl.
I'm there until they play the Chiefs, and then I'm fine with the Eagles. But until you play the Chiefs, yeah, you know, I was having a good time hating them.
Mm-hmm.
They do, of course, value and pay wide receivers at a great level, so I have to respect that game. Just, you know, on principle.
Yeah.
They just pay everybody.
I mean, if it's not one of those Sunday night games, I'm lost into knowing or thinking what their week one matchup is going to be.
Last year, we thought it was going to be something really flashy, and it was Arizona at home.
Right. That's right.
Yep.
And, I mean, if you go back in time, I mean, looking back on the Bills openers, aren't they, like, since Allen's been great, aren't they a lot of, you know, isn't that kind of more rare? The game against Arizona being kind of just like, all right, it's just kind of a random team, 1 o'clock.
What were the other openers? There's the Rams game.
There's the Rams game is what I was thinking of. Okay, so the Jet game on Monday Night Football.
Okay, yeah. Where he threw three picks and they lost.
Okay, I guess it was just the 2 years in a row then. How far back do you think you can go remembering their openers?
I'm done.
That's it? Two?
I think so. Other, I mean, his... they
2021 opener? They lost it.
Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Okay.
Then you had back-to-back Jet openers before that.
Yeah. One of them, they fall behind 16-0 and beat them 17-16.
Yep. That game, I remember being these two teams, both quarterbacks took, like, small steps in their rookie seasons, and it's like, okay, who's going to get good? Right. The who's going to get good game. And I think the result ended up being correct.
Is that the easily. One where Allen threw four picks and they won? Because there was one of those games where they turned the ball over four times.
As an opener?
Might not have been an opener. Why were they down 16-0? I feel like they had turnovers along the way, and then they just rallied and won. Is that the one where Devin Singletary plays the first 17 snaps and they pass it 16 times, or is that 2020?
No, that's 2019.
Okay, 2019. Right.
That's the game we're on. They threw every pass to start the game.
Yeah.
Allen had two picks in that game and two fumbles
lost.
Okay,
there you go. So four turnovers, and they won the game.
They won anyway.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of Jet games in here. There, of course, is a Baltimore opener in here.
I do remember that, 47-3. That's the second Peterman game.
Uh-huh. And now we're pre-Josh Allen. You go back to the Jets again.
Tyrod.
In 17. I don't remember that game.
The Jets in 17, Tyrod, they are here.
They are here. The final score was 21-12.
The Bills lose.
Who is the – I'm looking right now. I'm going to pull up the box score. Who is the Jet quarterback in this game?
Chad
Hendo. Oh, $1 million if you can – I mean, it's a name you know, so it's not like it would be crazy if you pulled it out.
It's not Zach Wilson. They lost to Zach Wilson multiple times.
No, this is – I mean, this is years before. This is before Darnold.
Right. Okay, so then it's going to be – oh, who's in the middle there? How about –
he's a coach somewhere now.
How about – Brock somebody. Someone named Brock.
A Brock. Unless his middle name is Brock, it's Josh McCown.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Jet
Brock
quarterback.
Brock McCown. There should have been a Brock McCown.
Another Baltimore game in here, 13-7 in 2016.
Yes, that's one where Robert Woods flashes open deep and Tyrod never sees him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's not Woods. Maybe it's somebody else there. But yeah.
Yeah. Indy in 2015. That's Tyrod. First game.
Percy Harvin. Touchdown
big
to Percy
touchdown.
Harvin.
And then I'm not sure. Oh, we'll remember last
that Indy team has Andrew Luck, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the quarterback.
Okay.
Chicago in overtime.
Fred Jackson stiff arms Chris Conte into the center of the earth.
Yes, he does. New England in 13.
EJ's opener. Stephen Ridley has a fumble early in that game. Mm-hmm.
See, he remembers these.
Yeah, I do remember openers.
The Jets, the Bills lose 48-28 in 2012.
Mario's first game where they go to New York. And
he complained about
being held. And Chan said, he said they were being he was being double teamed, or Jaron, whoever it was. And he was definitely not being double teamed.
Yeah.
It was just the ball was out quick enough.
Yeah. What else in here? Kansas City, you got a 41-7.
That was Fitz throwing touchdowns to Scott Chandler and all of Bill's Mafia saying, like, mm-hmm. Whoa, are they good?
Yeah.
41-7. Fun day that day.
I just want to keep going until you don't know one.
Me too.
Losing 15-10 to Miami.
Trent Edwards on fourth down throws the ball away.
And that's that game.
And the Bills taking an intentional safety rather than throwing the ball on fourth down. That's how bad Trent was. I was sitting in the lower bowl that day. It's an opener, and the season ended that day because of Trent. Okay?
And I think he got cut after week two, didn't he?
It was bad.
Like, that was it. I don't think he really made it much longer than that.
Okay.
2009, they lose 25-24 to New England. Is that McKelvin?
Yes, Monday Night Football, 25-24, McKelvin fumble game on the road. Yep.
McKelvin fumble game.
Yep.
2008 against Seattle.
Seattle, they run a fake field goal. Ryan Denny throws a touchdown pass.
Okay.
Or catches a touchdown pass.
2007, they lose to Denver.
Kevin Everett game.
That's 2007?
Yep.
Okay.
That's Kevin Everett. They lose to Denver, who runs on the field.
Jason Elam.
Yep. Time's running down. They sprint on the field. They kick it, and they win.
2006 against New England. Lost 19-17.
Ooh, McGahee thinks it's third down when it is fourth down on the road in New England. Jaron's is the coach. They had a chance to go up two scores. They go for a fourth and one, and McGahee thought it was third down.
Did he do something that made it
He got stopped, but yeah. said it was third down, and people were mad. Like, well, I don't know if he would have run it any differently. He thought it was third down. Okay. It was fourth down.
2005 against Houston, 22-7. They win?
Yes. J.P. Lossman's first start throws a touchdown pass to Jason Peters.
Okay. This is not the Houston game where he threw a touchdown at the buzzer. That's in Houston.
Okay. That goes to Peerless Price. That's the game where Lee Evans had 283-yard touchdown.
Some of these games. So the scores in these games. 2004, they lose to Jacksonville 13-10 in the opener.
That is Ernest Wilford catches it in the back of the end zone on a drive at the end of the game after Nate Clements is supposed to knock it down on a 4th-and-12 prayer, and the Bills lose. It's the last play of the game. They throw it up to Ernest Wilford, and he gets a touchdown.
Correct. 2003 is a famous one, New England.
They beat the Patriots.
31-0.
Yeah.
31 Sam Adams.
Yeah.
In pick six. 2002, you got an overtime loss to the Jets.
That is Drew Bledsoe's first game. Chad Morton returns two kicks for touchdowns, including
yes.
the overtime touchdown return.
So you have two return touchdowns by the Jets and openers in this exercise so far?
Yes.
Because we had that with the punt return touchdown. 2001 against New Orleans.
That's Sam Cowart hurts his ankle. The Bills have a lead at halftime, maybe, and then I think Aaron Brooks is the quarterback for the Saints.
I'm going to look. They lost 24-6.
It was close at halftime. The Bills were supposed to be bad that year.
They were
year.
Up 6-0 at the half.
Okay.
And then they gave up 17 in the third quarter.
Okay. Aaron Brooks to, I don't know, who else is
Let's
in that
see.
Game?
Here's
like
the game
Jeff
log.
Burris in that game or something?
Aaron Brooks to Albert Connell.
There you go. And Sam Cowart tears his
Cam
Achilles.
Cleland and Ricky Williams. Maybe. That might be right.
Okay.
And
that's pretty much as far as I'm going to go. Other Bills fans are going to go further because that's when I moved here.
Okay, so you don't have 2000 against Tennessee?
I remember that being a primetime game after Music City Miracle. I know all about that. That's a Monday nighter here.
Okay.
And the Bills win, and Bills fans were like ready to rock, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't live here for that part. I moved here right before, or whatever, 2001. So my first game...
Because you're a Giants fan before that.
Pretty much.
Okay, so you might remember 96 then, the Bills beating the Giants in overtime in week one?
Do not remember that.
Okay, never mind.
Do not remember that.
All right, so we go back to the millennium.
There you go. So I've got like a good 25 Bills openers in a row that I can remember.
Yeah. Some fun openers in there.
Yeah.
Some.
Memorable. It is funny how every one of those has some memorable element to it.
It's
one play. I've got something. I've got a coach did something stupid, or a player made a great play, but every game's going to have a play.
Is last year going to be one of the more forgettable ones then? Because they won the game, and it was a fun game, but like what really happened in that game that like in 20 years you're going to remember?
Jumped over Buda Baker.
Okay, that's the right answer.
That might be the play. He jumps over Buda Baker.
That's the right
answer.
The
Bills also kick the field goal of death and hold on to win.
See, I don't remember the field goal of the death part, but now I do, now that you're reminding me of
it was 4th-and-3.
Yeah.
And McDermott, I think, said if it was 4th-and-2, they would have maybe gone for it, but 4th-and-3, they kicked the field goal of death and they survived.
And there's a claim probably from Cardinals fans that there was pass interference on the last play of the game.
Maybe. And Marvin Harrison Jr. caught one pass for 4 yards.
That might be a memorable part of it. He played his first game. Well, it depends how good he becomes. That he played his first game ever against the Bills and he did absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
In the entire game.
Yep.
All right.
Openers. What will we add to the list? A Sunday night affair? This one will be the last opener, of course, at Highmark, and whether that's the Bengals or you know, whoever that could be.
I liked the thought Bulldog had yesterday about the last game of the season, that I'm good just having that be against the easiest team possible just so that it's a win. Just ensure that it's a win.
So,
I don't want Baltimore in the final game at the stadium because I don't want them to, not to like say they would have to lose to Baltimore, but I don't want them to get, you know, beat by the Ravens in the final game of the season, like of the stadium. That game's going to be about the stadium closing. So play New Orleans.
I think
in the final game of the stadium.
The answer to what you want there is, you said you want an easy win and to close out and everybody feel good. So you want Miami.
Yes, because they always beat Miami.
Isn't that the right call?
Like, that's right. I mean, as much as they own the Dolphins, though, like, I mean, the Saints are going to be terrible.
They do own the Dolphins. I have been, I don't want to say a Dolphins defender, but a Dolphins respecter, where I'm telling you, like, they've played the Bills tough, and I don't think they're pushovers. And this year, I feel like the Dolphins are not going to compete with the Bills. I just think it's different.
It would be surprising.
Yes. I mean,
they've had better teams that have been able to beat the Bills.
Maybe they put it together on defense, but you know, I just don't anticipate them having a very strong season. We'll see. Miami to close. I mean, we could do that. We got one more day of that, or maybe two more days of that. What's the one thing you want from the schedule? Give us a ring, 803-0550. What's one thing you want from the schedule? I think the one thing I want is the Sunday night home opener.
Yeah.
I want the Bills. I want Josh Allen's defend the MVP campaign and their next, you know, run for the Super Bowl. Yeah. Give me Sunday night spotlight game. I've got the Eagles starting on Thursday, the Chiefs on Friday. Give me the Bills on Sunday and like the Lions on Monday. Let's go ahead and say, you know, the four teams that made it the longest last year. It wasn't the Lions. It was the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Give me the Bills in a spot. If I could pick one thing from the schedule, I think it's Sunday night football opener.
Okay. And you want specifically the Bengals.
I don't.
If you could be nitpicky.
That I care about less.
Okay.
I want the season to open and we're all in the lots tailgating on a beautiful September afternoon, watching the games all leading up to it. And then it's, all right, let's go. Next version of the Josh Allen Bills and Sean McDermott Bills with this new look defense that a lot of us are really excited about. Let's have it. And Sunday night football, you know, the mafia's ready. And whether that's Joe Burrow or whoever it is that comes in, that's what I want. I think I want the Sunday night opener more than anything else on the schedule.
I mean, I wanted the Ireland trip, and that is dead.
It's
going to be Minnesota.
Yeah, it looks like that's over.
So I'm kind of thinking about like road trips. You're talking about Charlotte yesterday for that.
That's the other thing I want. Monday night football against Carolina is the other potential victory for all of us.
And I was looking at some Charlotte weather yesterday, and I think the sweet spot might be November for that.
All right.
Give me the Carolina game. Yeah, on a Monday night in November. Might be the number one thing that I'm selfishly hoping for from this schedule.
And we'll all just head out to Tobacco Road and play golf for days.
Yes.
And then watch the Bills.
Watch them pummel the Panthers after that. We'll see. They might not be the worst team in the league.
803-0550 to join us and 1-888-550-2550. Buff in Dallas. Hey, Buff, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know what would have been bad if we would have got the Eagles, Bills, opener? To start the season.
Yeah, they could.
The Ravens would have been crazy, you know?
Yeah. They couldn't do that because the Eagles are at home and the Bills are on the road in Philadelphia this season, but.
Yeah, the Bills host the Eagles.
Yeah.
To do that, they would have to have had to change their formula of the Super Bowl champ opens the season at home.
Yeah.
Which has happened every year since like 2002. What was the most recent time it didn't happen?
But, 2000. It was the 2012.
It was the Ravens. Okay.
The baseball reason.
Yep.
Reasoning.
Yep.
Which I guess that is why. Like I've got the one chart in front of me, and it's got like Baltimore will be on the road week one. Cincinnati will be on the road week one. I guess that is baseball related.
Okay.
Because their stadiums are so close to their baseball stadiums that they share parking lots and they can't really play at the same time. And as of now, the Orioles and the Reds, I believe, are playing in conflict with Sunday week one. So unless those teams are playing like on Monday at home, then Baltimore and Cincinnati, which are two Bills opponents, would be on the road.
Okay. The Reds schedule, I got to pull up the entire Reds schedule here because you're talking about not only, here we go, that Sunday, are they off on Monday or are they home on Monday too?
That's a good question.
It's September what? September
7th.
September 7th, the Reds are home and they are off. Yeah, they are on the road for Monday.
Okay, so Monday.
So the Bengals could open at home on Monday, which I don't think is likely.
No, that's probably too good for Monday week one.
Maybe.
Right? I heard Raiders-Jaguars is an idea yesterday.
Monday Night Football.
Get Travis Hunter on Monday Night Football.
There you go. Here's the other thing. We also do it where they have Monday Night Football doubleheaders, but last year that was week two, not week one.
Right.
So who knows?
I think the year before also.
Yeah, okay.
The Bills. Oh, no, that was week two. Never mind. I'm thinking about when the Bills were on Monday Night Football against Tennessee, and there was another game going on at the same time.
Yeah.
That was week two.
803-0550 to join us and 1-888-550-2550. Give us a ring. What's the one thing you want out of this schedule? We'll get more announcements coming your way today. And, the international games will be confirmed. We know we've got the Chiefs on Christmas night. Who's excited to see Andy Reid and Travis Kelce dress as Santa again? Who's excited to have a game at Arrowhead on Christmas night? There they are. The Chiefs Yesterday was an exercise in remembering the Chiefs and how we will never escape them no matter what we do. Just being on my television is an offense. Anyway, Christmas night, Broncos and Chiefs. Black Friday, Eagles and Bears. And opener, of course, Dallas and Philadelphia. Which I've got a stat on that. Stat of the day when we get back. You will not believe this stat about the Cowboys I'm about to give you. You will not believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the Cowboys from last year. I'll say it again. You will not believe this. Next.